I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Today's topic, the problem with the Pope. Now, I'm not Catholic, but my brother and his family are, and I am the godfather of his daughter. So I do have some skin in the game. I am not a believer that the Pope is anything other than just a man. I don't believe that there is anything supernatural or super special about him, other than he's been given a very powerful and important job. And when it comes to sexuality, I oppose most of the positions of the Catholic Church. But the Catholic Church has a long and sordid and horrific history when it comes to child sexual abuse. It is almost so horrible you can't believe it. But it is nonetheless true. Now, sexual harassment, sexual assault, those things are in the news right now. We're talking more about them, which I think is great. But there are different kinds of assault, and there's different kinds of abuse. To me, when someone you revere as a conduit to God sexually abuses you when you're a child, there are a few things worse. The only thing I can think of worse is when somebody dressed as Santa Claus does it. You can change your faith, but Christmas still comes around once a year. It's such a horrifically awful, terrible thing. And that the Catholic Church has condoned and made possible so much child sexual abuse, it staggers the mind. And the hope was this new pope would be better. It's been long enough, I think, that we can evaluate whether that is true or not. And I think the answer is no. He's not better. Well, maybe he's better than the last guy who was the architect of the cover-up of child sexual abuse, and they made him pope. But by the normal human expectations we have of anyone, he has failed catastrophically. And while we thought he might be better on sexual rights, he hasn't. He said in 2013, "Who am I to judge gay people?" But then he stood on the side of people who want to ignore the law because of their faith and discriminate against people who are gay. He said, "Once a law is approved, the state should be respectful of consciences. Conscientious objection must be possible on all legal jurisdictions because it is a human right." Well, the Health and Human Services Department has just set up within their Civil Rights Division, which doesn't really care much about actual civil rights anymore. They've set up a department to look at people of faith and to figure out ways to allow people of faith to discriminate against anyone who does something that they don't like. They want to allow doctors, nurses, and other people working in healthcare to just say no. Don't want to treat someone who's had an abortion? Don't want to treat someone who's living in sin? Don't want to treat someone who might die without an abortion? Don't want to treat someone who's gay? These are the kinds of discriminations that have life and death consequences. It's far more significant than just whether or not you get a cake. And that this pope is on the side of that, that's pretty horrifying to me. And as a man who's never had sex, he's pretty ignorant about all things dealing with sex. He said in August 2016, he said, "Today in schools they are teaching this to children, that everyone can choose their gender." That's a profoundly ignorant comment. No one's teaching children that. But some children are learning that there is sometimes a difference between your sexual identity and the physical gender of the body you're born into. But this is just an area that he is completely ignorant about. And while he is a teeny tiny bit better than the previous pope when it comes to gay rights, he said, "People who have deep-seated homosexual tendencies or who support the so-called gay culture cannot be priests in the Catholic Church." In other words, you can't even support gay rights and be a priest. That's a long way from "who am I to judge." And boy, does he not get same-sex marriage. He called it a passing fad. And yes, he has called for gay people to not be discriminated against while his church discriminates against gay people, and while he has called for the rights of people of faith to discriminate against gay people, which just makes no sense to me at all. The Catholic Church fires people, even in secular roles, just for being gay, even when they're just working for a Catholic institution. And of course, not surprisingly, living in the city of men and never having had sex with a woman and clearly not having much interest in them, that he would say female Catholic priests are never happening. I think that what he knows about women could fit inside that tiny little cap of his and still have room for his head. So I don't think we're going to see the misogyny in the Catholic Church going away anytime soon. And the Church's unchanged policy on birth control is unconscionable. The number one way that allows women to rise out of poverty is access to birth control. People who support social justice, who at the beginning were very, very supportive of this pope, have pretty much given up on the issues of women's rights and gay rights and abortion rights. But what about the rights of children not to be sexually assaulted by their priest? Well, it turns out that he's pretty much all words and no action. Yes, he has called for zero tolerance. But if it happens to be somebody he knows or likes, he's a lot more tolerant. Cardinal Law, who was the subject of the movie Spotlight, passed away this past December, comfortably living in the Vatican when he belonged in a jail cell. But he was allowed to flee to the Vatican, where it is well known that extradition would have been impossible. And the so-called Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors is a joke. People have resigned from the commission because it doesn't do anything. And the Pope's support has been lukewarm at best. But far worse is his support of bishops who have been linked to allowing the child's sexual abuse to continue by the priests underneath his authority. And just last week, things really, really blew up. Now in Chile, as in virtually everywhere else in the world, they've had a terrible problem with pedophile priests. So the Pope went there, and he wanted to heal some of the wounds and apologize. But just to give you an idea of how much credibility the Church has lost, people were burning churches. One was burned to the ground. There were riots, and the police had to come out with tear gas and water cannons. The main problem is one of the most notorious of pedophile priests, the Reverend Fernando Cardima. Now remember, there's mountains of evidence against him, but pretty much too much time has passed. They can't really prosecute him under the laws in Chile. But he's guilty. Everyone knows he's guilty. And in 2011, instead of completely kicking him out of the Church, he was sentenced by the Vatican to a lifetime of penance and prayer. This for the man who really belongs behind bars. And part of what had people so outraged was Bishop Barros, who, by all accounts, knew what was going on and did nothing. There's not a lot of doubt about that. And here's where the Pope sent shockwaves through Chile. He said, "The day they bring me proof against Bishop Barros, I'll speak. There is not one shred of proof against him. It's all calumny. Is that clear?" So he basically said that the victims and the accusers were liars. He has referred to the controversy about the bishop as stupid. And the people, the majority of people, Catholics and non-Catholics alike, want to get rid of this bishop. Ann Barrett Doyle, who runs the online database bishopaccountability.org, said, quote, "He has just turned back the clock to the darkest days of this crisis. Who knows how many victims now will decide to stay hidden for fear they will not be believed." When it comes to child sexual abuse by priests and the bishops who make it all possible and protect them, this pope is unbelievably tone-deaf. He acts as if he doesn't even begin to understand the problem. And he has a history of defending bishops and even promoting them, bishops who have been tied into protecting child molesting priests. The two main religions that we believe are the most toxic to people's faith are the Catholic Church and fundamentalism in general. And in this case, part of what makes elements of Catholicism toxic is the actions by this pope. He is a huge disappointment. And yes, I think he's a good man. He is far and above the past two popes that we've seen. But just not being as awful is not good enough. We will be talking in the future more about how to detoxify elements of Catholicism in your life, as we'll be talking about other faiths that have toxic elements, and how to weed that out so that you can still preserve the great Catholic traditions.